Thank the light, everyone. I am, what the fuck are we doing tonight? And these are my wolf brothers.
I will be your wine and cheese expert.
I am your Brooke in the brown house.
All right, we are going to talk about the Wheel of Time this episode, people, for real. Remember what we talked about last week?
Neither do we. And it was only 20 minutes ago.
The Dragon Reborn, Chapter 19, Awakening, starting at the 10-minute mark. Justin.
What?
Stay with us.
Don't punch your microphone.
I don't even know where the fuck we are right now.
Oh, I'm gonna center you right now.
Okay.
Right, here comes your constant.
Tarvalin meant Aes Sedai. That was certainly no reason to stay, even an hour. Exactly the opposite. What he remembered of his time with Moraine, and later with Varen, was not much to go on. He could not recall either of them doing anything really terrible, but then he could not recall a great deal of that time at all. Anyway, whatever Aes Sedai did, they did for their own reasons. And those aren't always the reasons you think they are. And Aes Sedai never lies, but the truth an Aes Sedai tells you isn't always the truth you think it is. That's one thing I have to remember. I can't be sure about them, even when I think I know. Thinking about Aes Sedai made him remember a little about them. There were 7 Ajahs. Blue, red, brown, green, yellow, white, and gray. The reds were the worst, except for that black Aja they all claim doesn't exist. But the red Aja should be no threat to him. They were only interested in men who could channel. Rand. Burn me, how could I forget that? Where is he? Is he all right? I wonder if he's gone mad yet. Even if he knew the answers, he could do nothing to help Rand. He was not sure he would if he could. Rand could channel, and Matt had grown up with stories of men channeling. Stories to frighten children. Stories that frightened adults, too, because some of them were all too true. Discovering what Rand could do had been like finding out his best friend tortured small animals and killed babies. Once you finally made yourself believe it, it was hard to call him a friend any longer. Egwene and Nynaeve want to be Aes Sedai. He had not really remembered that until he said it aloud. Rand is following Moraine around and calling himself the Dragon Reborn. The Light knows what Perrin is up to. He's been acting crazy ever since his eyes turned funny. I have to look out for myself. I'm the last one of us who's still sane. Tarvalin. Well, it was supposed to be the wealthiest city in the world, and it was the center of trade between the Borderlands and the South, the center of Aes Sedai power. He did not think he could get an Aes Sedai to gamble with him, or trust the fall of the dice or the turn of the cards if he did. But there had to be merchants and others with silver and gold. The city itself would be worth a few days. He knew he had traveled far since leaving the Two Rivers, but aside from a few vague memories of Camelin and Kyrian, he could remember nothing of any great cities. He had always wanted to see a great city, but not one full of Aes Sedai, he muttered sourly. Idly, he wondered if the Aes Sedai might let him have the ruby from the Shadar Logoth dagger. He remembered the dagger in only the fuzziest way, but even that was like remembering a terrible injury. His insides knotted up and sharp pain dug at his temples. Yet the ruby was clear in his mind, as big as his thumbnail, dark as a drop of blood, glittering like some crimson eye. Surely he had more claim to it than they did, and it had to be worth as much as 12 farms back home. They'll probably say it is tainted too, and likely it was. Still, he spun a little fancy of trading the ruby to some of the Coplins for their best land. Most of that family, troublemakers from the cradle, where they were not thieves and liars as well, deserved whatever happened to them and more. But he really did not believe the Aes Sedai would give it back to him, did not relish the notion of carrying it as far as Emmons Field if they did. And the thought of owning the largest farm in the Two Rivers was no longer as exciting as it once had been. Once that had been his biggest ambition. That, and to be known as his father's equal as a horse trader, now it seemed such a small thing to want. A cramped thing, with the whole wide world just waiting out there. First off, he decided, he would find Egwene and Nynaeve. Maybe they've come to their senses. Maybe they've given up this foolishness about becoming Aes Sedai. He did not think they would have. But he could not go without seeing them. He would go, that was sure. A visit with them, a day to see the city, perhaps a game with the dice to pad out his purse, and then he would be off for somewhere where there were no Aes Sedai. Before he returned home, I will go home one day. One day I will. He meant to see something of the world, and without any Aes Sedai making him dance to her tune. Rummaging around the tray for something more to eat, he was shocked to realize nothing was left but smears and a few crumbs of bread and cheese. The pitchers were both empty. He squinted down at his stomach in wonder. He should have been stuffed to the ears with all that in him, but he felt as if he had hardly eaten at all. He scraped the last bits of cheese together between thumb and forefinger. Halfway to his mouth, his hand froze. I blew the horn of Elier. Softly, he whistled a bit of tune, then cut it short when the words came to him. I'm down at the bottom of the well. It's night and the rain is coming down. The sides are falling in, and there's no rope to climb. I'm down at the bottom of the well. There had better be a bloody rope to climb, he whispered. Determinedly, he tried to think, tried to penetrate the fog that shrouded everything in his head. Varen had been bringing the horn to Tarvalin, but he could not remember if she knew he was the one who had blown it. She had never said anything to make him think so. He was sure of that. He thought he was. So what if she does know? What if they all do? Unless Varen did something with it I don't know about, they have the horn. They don't need me. But who could say what Aes Sedai thought they needed? If they ask, he said grimly. I never even touched it. If they know, I'll handle that when it comes. Burn me, they can't want anything from me. They can't.
Oops, I blew the horn of a lyre.
So I know I asked this before. Has Matt died yet?
No.
Really? I don't think he has either, but there is something to be said that maybe he kind of not died during the healing, but came so close.
Enough to sever the bond between him and the horn?
I don't think, no, not enough. Not like that.
Book four.
Book four. Yeah, no, he doesn't die, but I think I wanted it. That was one of the things I wrote down.
It's obvious.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious what happens to him.
When I broke the connection to the horn, it's pretty obvious.
So what you're saying is that's what they're writing around. They're trying to figure out how to make him already be dead. That's what they're going to do in the show. You're going to fucking like it. You're going to take it.
He hasn't blown the horn yet.
Yeah, sure, he hasn't blown the horn
yet. Oh, God damn it. I hate this fucking show.
Dez would be a terrible writer, Jeremy. We're so much better than him.
I just keep forgetting where we are. We're so far behind. I gotta stop reading.
He's getting so discouraged.
He is.
What if Perrin blows the horn?
Oh no, it'll be a Gwyn. It'll be a Gwyn.
Oh my God. Nope. I know. I just figured it out. Nope. I already know it. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
Hold on. Go.
Who, Jeremy, who needs redemption the most going into this part of the story as far as like fighting for their soul? And they want to be a good guy so bad.
Rafe Judkins.
Are you talking about the book or the TV show?
Super close, Dez. Super close. The haircut's similar, I'm not going to lie.
Rafe Judkins is crying as he's blowing on his horn.
I just want it to be better. The way of Rafe Judkins doesn't work.
Bring Robert Jordan back.
Okay. So
bring Eleanor Rigby back. Or what was his pen name?
Look at all the lonely people.
Like he screws up and he doesn't bring back Eleanor Rigby. He brings back John
Lennon.
No, worse, Yoko. Yoko's not even dead. He's bringing her back.
I almost said John Legend. Bringing back John Legend.
We haven't started yet. I'm getting double birds from my Yoko right now.
Oh my God. Okay, so what was your question again?
What are we going to do with two Ringos?
Wait, who's Ringo? Both you motherfuckers are Ringo? Who am I? You're George Harrison, mate. I got my mind set on you.
Oh. So who needs redemption is what you're saying?
Yes. Book-wise.
Dez has to edit this horrible, horrible thing.
No, this is great. This is gold. Are you kidding me?
You're saying Ingtar? They're going to have Ingtar blow it?
Yes, I think so.
Zero chance.
Because he can die right after. What are you talking about?
Zero chance.
Ingtar is going to have to blow it, and then he dies.
No.
And then that's it.
No.
That's how you wrap that up, and then Matt blows it again later.
I'm not saying that that's not what they're going to do. I'm saying that's a horrible idea. So it's probably what they will do.
Why? Why is it a horrible idea? Just because it's not Matt, and you fucking are angry and want to be a dick?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Oh.
I mean, yes to the first part. All the rest of the part, no.
Give me two reasons why it sucks hella bad in the TV show. I know it would not make, but like, would it not make kind of sense?
No, it actually would. It would make sense.
But only because Barney had to bow out as Matt. Like, not, that's the only reason why they maybe could have to change it to Ingtar to kind of fix it.
To answer your question, Jeremy, Perrin.
Perrin would work too, but it would, I mean,
well, no, he's the one who needs redemption because he killed he stabbed his wife.
Oh, okay. Okay. That would work. But I don't like Perrin blowing it as much, but it would make a little sense. Wolf, Howley, you know, okay.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? He blows the horn and his dead wife comes walking up and goes, "Do I look like a trollic?" and just slaps him.
Oh, that is cold.
Seriously? Do I look like a trollic? That's what you're trying to tell me? You still love Egwene, don't you? You don't. You love her, don't you? And just slaps him and walks away.
I'm trying to follow the way of the leaf.
Hey, you know what, Perrin?
The way of the leaf doesn't work.
He's standing there with the horn. He's like, listen, if I blow this horn and like these guys are going to come and kill everybody, but I didn't kill anybody, right?
Not that I'm ever the one that wants. You always look like your mouth is just ready for something, you pervert.
a bong, a wiener.
Bag of dicks, lady. Bag of
dicks. Your wife's butthole.
Some shit that happened. Some shit. Okay, whoa. some shit that happened right before this.
It was so funny. I was like, oh, I'm glad I let that drown out so no one heard.
No, we heard. We heard. Moving on.
Here we go.
And this is the episode where we talk about the Wheel of Time.
Right?
Yeah, we're trying to be professional on this one. Some shit that happened right before that this little clip started is Matt is waking up. Just, you know, for some background, Matt is waking up after being healed from carrying this dagger for what, Jeremy? 8 months?
Yeah, pretty close to a year.
Maybe only six. Really?
Well, so he was separated from
because it. Because you got to think about this only take.
He was separated from it. Yeah. But from when he first touched it to when he gets finally healed, it's probably a year.
And then he's been healed after that long, and he wakes up immediately and starts to speak the old tongue, like basically fluently. And he's like, it's probably just, you know, gobbledygook. And it's obviously not.
Well, he was using learn the old tongue, you know, while you sleep. That style with you put the headphones on.
Yeah. What is it? Odyssey? I don't know. Whatever it is. But he talks about his memories immediately start mixing with the old memories. Like this is one of the first times we really see it. He's really like, he's remembering stuff and he's remembering like it's him. But then he remembers Bale Doman. He remembers Lanfear coming to talk to him in the dreams. And that's Matt's memories. But he's also starts to remember, he gets flashes of Manithrin and he's commanding the Heart Guard, which was Aemon, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And so, you know, he's getting those memories mixed right through there.
He's already kind of complaining that that he can't remember things. I don't think he still starts complaining really bad till like the fourth book, the beginning of the fourth book, that he has like these gaps in his memories, but he starts to right in this. It doesn't start bothering him until the next book.
He remembers so much stuff that's him and then remembers stuff that's not him, but then he has big blanks of everything. He doesn't know anything. You get a clue that it's not Matt now. They say something about him having a sword. Matt never holds a sword in the entirety of this series, knives or the Ashendari or a quarterstaff. So you get a clue that it's, you know, maybe a past life or a different memory of someone. You find out, obviously, you know, like Matt has a deep hatred for the Shadow. If he's Aemon reborn, right? For obvious reasons, the Trolloc War, the fall of Manithrin, all that. He starts trying to lie to himself, but then he starts to remember Eridol and Shadar Logoth and Moraine and all that shit. What was the last thing? He's out. He got healed and he sits there and he managed to take down a whole roast beef, basically.
Yeah.
That's been sliced. And then he also, like, you know, he drinks all the wine, he drinks all the milk, and he's still kind of like looking around for more food because that shows you how much the healing took out of him too. You get all that.
That's kind of what they say too, is like, if he tries to leave, he'll go broke trying to feed himself for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. Or he'd die. He'd die if he could even find that much food, basically.
So a year has passed from the beginning of book one until now?
Maybe more like 6-7 months. Got to think the entirety of the series takes about 3.5 to 4 years.
So it's, I think from book one till the very beginning of book four, when they're in Tyr after all that stuff, I think that's a little over a year.
Yeah, like a year and 14 months or something like that when they're in Tyr, and then Rand's kind of coming into his power and they get ready to leave for the waste.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is probably a little closer to 6 or 8 months then.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. So it's probably 6 to 8 months because you have to think too, it takes them what, a month or 2 months to get home from after they get the dagger back and the horn back, and then they have to go back to Tar Valon. It takes like a month to get back there, maybe two. And that whole time, Rand is in that like valley, remember, at the very beginning before he takes off.
Right. When he's gathering everybody. You know, also a thing right after Matt, even though he just was healed, basically given his life by Aes Sedai, he immediately still doesn't trust them. He starts talking about how they do everything for their own reasons, the truth, you know. The truth that you hear isn't the truth that they say and all that shit. Also, I kind of said this during the clip. He literally equates Rand being able to channel with him being like a serial killer.
Yeah, he's still, that's crazy.
He's like, well, he tortured small animals or killed babies. It's like, whoa.
Well, that's what they all felt at the beginning of book one. And Matt got under the spell of the dagger so quick because they were in Shadar Logoth like night one. out of the two rivers, right?
It had almost. I mean, it's a couple days. Yeah, a couple days, but pretty fast. Yeah. Shit, like maybe like night two or three, actually. Yeah, that's pretty fast.
So Matt's still that Two Rivers baby. Like they were all just
witches. Well, this is really like this chapter. And then the next chapter, I think, is where the stuff with Gawain and Galad happen. Or, you know, the next Matt, I think it's 22 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a couple ahead, but the next Matt centric chapter is that one. And
which we might do again. I know we already did it, but as we're,
we should, because Jeremy wasn't in on that one. And it's so good.
Yeah, I got another road trip coming up, so I'm going to bang out another 10 or 15 chapters, and I'll get a bunch of bookmarks done.
But you really start to see Matt's character pivot. This is literally the chapter where it starts to pivot. And so I think that you probably will get, I almost feel like, you know, they may give you some backstory with Matt, but I feel like this may be where we get introduced to new Matt.
Yeah.
In a sick bed, waking up. Oh, you know, I made my way back to, and he starts to get the memories flashing back of how he got back to Tarvalon, how they found him, or somebody brought him. It's a cheap way of writing, but I don't see how they can do it any other way.
Des, what'd you forget?
I just, because in the show, it would be a perfect time for him to, because he just got healed in the show. So,
he doesn't look well at the end of the season when he goes away. And so my thought is maybe he gets healed again. Or even if he's maybe he's starving because he got healed.
So he's going to go back. I think it might be the other way around, Justin. I think the next time we see him, he might be stealing the dagger back and looking sickly again.
He can't steal the dagger back.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
The dagger's not there.
It's with Patton Vane.
Right. And I still think.
Oh, so you mean like maybe he's out of, we talked about that a couple episodes ago. Maybe he got into the ways and followed Pod and Fane. Like, oh, he's following my friends. I can't.
Because maybe he didn't follow Pod and Fane in immediately, but maybe he like follows someone. He's like, he knows that Pod and Fane went in there, but he didn't follow him. And then he trails some other gray man.
My thoughts is he goes back to Tarvalon because he wants the dagger, like you're saying. And almost like a bloodhound, he realizes it's gone. Starts following the trail, goes right back to the waygate. Fuck, how do I get through this motherfucker? And he starts trying to figure out a way to get there.
Because if he's not completely healed, the ways might be polite to him?
Well, if he's not completely healed, he has to get the dagger back. But that's another reason why Jeremy has said maybe this is the one healing from the dagger, because it's going to be too hard to reunite him with said dagger.
But he's got to get the horn anyways, and Pod and Fane has the horn.
He does. Well, he doesn't have to get the horn, though. That's what we're saying. Maybe Ingtar blows it. Maybe Perrin blows it. Maybe even Loial blows it. Would there be any kind of a case for Loial being the being that blows the horn, because he has such a reverence for history and whatnot? Then he could kind of, oh, I blow the horn. This is so-and-so, and this is so-and-so, and this is fucking Farter Hawkwing.
What about, so we know that eventually,
God, I'm such a child,
Egwene and Elaine and Min all end up going with Leandrin to Falm.
Flammy.
That's right. So what if Matt goes with them? And that's how he gets out there.
Who do they send towards Matt? At the end of the last episode, they say, or towards the end of the last episode.
The Red Aja.
The Red Aja, right.
You go back to Matt?
Why do we think that she did that? She points him at Matt, basically.
No idea. Doesn't make any sense.
And because she, at that point, she knows that Rand is the dragon, right?
Yeah, at that point she does.
So why would she do that?
Well, no, okay. Not 100%. She does not want to 100%.
But he's still part of the wheel. Like, Matt's still important.
Matt's still important, yeah.
She's hedging her bet. Okay, we're going to the Eye of the World. This one died. He's not the dragon. Oops, I killed some random kid. My bad.
Oops, I killed the dragon.
I'm going to go back and get the other one because he could probably channel. Oops, I killed the false, not dragon.
Anyway, whoever they send back for Matt, would they have a reason to grab Matt and go to Falm?
Well, that's what Jeremy's saying. If Nynaeve and all them go to Falm, maybe Matt follows or goes with them somehow, and that's how he gets out there.
Which, that's how you get him there. And then, say something happens, just like in the book, Nynaeve and Elaine are separated from Egwene. Egwene gets collared. Matt goes with them, and then he meets up with Perrin, and then that's how he gets the horn back with Rand. Oh, wait, but Rand's not going to be there.
Well, you don't know that, man, because...
That's true. He might be there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm actually... You know what? I'm actually excited, because if it's done well, it's kind of a different version of the story you love, right? So if Rand manages to make his way to Carheen and then hooks up with Min there, and then they somehow get through, you know, whether it's Barthane's Manor or whatever goes on in Carheen, and then they make their way to Falm and meet up with all the rest of our heroes, like, that's a journey I want to see, right? I want to see how it happens, right? I mean, even if it's not what I'm expecting, if the story is good, then who cares, right?
I agree, totally.
Like, if it's amazing,
what does it matter?
You're like, oh, dude, that would have worked in the book almost better. Oh my God, you know? I mean, I don't think that'll ever happen, because there's so much good shit that they're gonna have.
If only Robert Jordan had an editor.
Only Eleanor Rigby knows if it'll be good.
Eleanor Rigby.
The problem with Robert Jordan is he married his editor, so then she was biased.
Or what if she just, like, really just shat on some great shit because she was just, like, they were, like, fighting that day? No! No! The true power is not okay. I'm out. Like, you know, or something. I don't know. Whatever. I can't think of anything. That'd be fucking hilarious. She's like, no. You know what? I asked you to fix the back deck, and so I will not approve these changes. I do love how Matt, like, literally, he's barely awake and, like, he can barely walk. And he's like, well, how much money do I got? I'm in someplace rich. I got to get out of here.
I got to start gambling.
How am I going to get out of here? Can I get that ruby back? Nope. Maybe I better start gambling for a couple ways. I'll go see the city, and then in a week I'll have enough money to get the fuck out of here. It's like, dude, like, this is like the movie The Hangover and you just woke up.
I know. He's such a fucking scandalous motherfucker.
Just breathe for a second and stop trying to figure out. He's like a fucking ferret. He's like, which way do I go? Fuck.
Yeah, I'll just take the ruby out of the most dangerous dagger ever.
Do you think they'll give me the ruby back? Fuck no, they're not going to give you the ruby back, dude.
No.
It's fucking super cursed.
Yeah, he is. I got to remember that he is, you know, in his mind, he's a weak out of the two rivers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, he's just all he does, he walked out of the two rivers, he ran out of the two rivers, found a really expensive dagger.
Well, in a lot of ways, yes, and in a lot of ways, no, too, though, right?
Right, he's obviously having some memories, but he's also, it's more like a dream to him right now, and not, you know, his old two rivers beliefs. And, like, yeah, he's like, well, I'm going home, like, just like all the fucking kids were for half of the...
Yeah.
First book and a half. Just like, can we hurry up so we can go home? Hey, can we hurry up so we can go home?
Yeah, that's cute. No.
First of all, I don't know if there's a home to go to. We'll see about that.
I don't think the sets are built yet, Matt.
Can't go back.
You can't go back there. It's just a patch of dirt, bruh. It's just a patch of dirt, man. Like I said, you see his character pivot. You know what I mean? Like, you see he's becoming something more than just a fucking kind of goofy kid from the two rivers that causes a little trouble, you know? Well, I think it's what makes me like Matt, because at first, you know, he's just such, you're like, he kind of whines all the time, and you're like, ah, dude, come on, bro. And then he kind of starts to be the reluctant hero, and then it's just like, dude, you're so gangster. You're like, he's like, I guess I'll save everybody by accidentally dropping your rake and having a troll like step on it, and then he shoots a bit, like, his luck is like Domino in Deadpool. It's great.
Yeah, I'm in book 5 right now, and my daughter, she keeps saying, like, Matt's, he's just a jerk. He's just a jerk. You're like, just wait. And then you kind of, it really is in the beginning or middle of book 5. Even in the beginning of book 5, he's just like,
he's always a jerk. You just start to love him.
Rand's going to kill me. Rand's, you know, the dragon reborn. Yeah. I don't want to be anywhere near him. And you're like, he's your best friend growing up, man. That's what a jerk.
You're a bad friend. It's right here. He's like, he probably, you know, tortures small animals. You're like, that's your best homie. You guys caught badgers together. You didn't kill them.
You went hunting and fishing and all that stuff.
They fucking absolutely touched tips.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah. True homies.
Matt, it's freezing. Get him a sleeping bag. The way of the finger cuffs doesn't work.
You know they're uncircumcised, so there's some serious docking going on.
100%. There's no moil in that town.
No way.
Nah. No.
Docking station 7. I just got really excited. I've been like, you know, just like, I gotta fucking read more of this book. And, you know, I know I'll enjoy it, but.
Reading.
I just want to fucking. But I just got really excited to read more because I'm. Because, yeah, it's going to be fun to see Matt, like, because he thinks he's just going to walk out of this tower and go home.
Like, I'm just going to leave. That's cute. Hold my
beer. I'm going to go trade some horses in the Two Rivers. Like, no, you're not.
This is not the first. This is not the last time that that'll happen, too. That he's just like, he's like, peace, I'm out.
Jeremy, do you think he really wants to do that? Or he's just like, well, that's the only life I want.
I think he does, because I think he wants to be hot shit in a small pond. I think he knows.
He doesn't want to go back to his house. He likes city life. He wants to go and he wants to gamble and he wants to make a bunch of money.
Yeah, he likes drinking and gambling and stuff. That's what I think, too. He's just kind of like, no, that's all I ever wanted. I'm just a simple guy. It's like, fucking stop deluding yourself, you fucking fool.
He wants to be hot shit. He doesn't want to hang out in the biggest city.
He wants to ride the horse at Studio 54, dude. He's not a country kid anymore.
He is right now. Right now.
Right now, he's kind of like, moment. Oh, I should go
yeah,
back.
I mean, yeah. He's going to shake that real quick, especially when he realizes he can't lose a fucking dice roll. He's going to want to go to the...
Well, you know what's funny? It's like, he can lose a dice roll if it's like, even if he's like, I need to win this. And Fate's like, it's best if you lose this one. He's like, fuck. He's like, fuck, I lost. And it's like, and then he'll be like, must have lost for a reason. I better just keep, you know, just keep rolling with it.
You were going to get your ass kicked and all your money stolen if you won that dice roll.
There's just a scene that I was just listening to on the audiobook of book 5. And Matt was saying, oh, I'm going to leave, Rand. And he ran, turns around like, okay, sure you are. And then, but then he's like, oh, he goes, do you miss milking your dad's cows that much? And he's like, I'm not. He's like, my tastes have gotten a little bit better than that now. So.
Yeah. He's like, he's like, yeah, I'm not going. That's when they're in the waste, right? When they're coming back, he's like, I'm not going back home.
Yeah. He's not going back home. He wants to go gamble. And then as he's trying to leave, he's like, he's running along. And he's like, oh, those guys, there's like a battle going around. He's like, those guys are going to get ambushed. Ugh, I got to go help them. He runs over there.
He's such the reluctant hero. He's so Han Solo. It's just like, all right, I'm finally out of here. I got gold. There is a tavern with wenches on the horizon and wine and gambling. Oh, you fucking guys. Really? You guys are going to get annihilated. I better. And he'll go and like, he'll like trip over something and then stab 14 people by accident. And then it's like, what up? We won. I guess I'm back. I was going to say, there's this like a nice healthy dose of Copland shit talk too, real quick. Just like,
yeah.
Two sentences like, oh, not that they didn't close, you know, well, not that they weren't shady fucks anyway. I want to give them the dagger or I want to give them the ruby, but I don't want to carry it all the way to the Two Rivers. It's like, that's a dick move. Like, that's mean spirited, sir. You know what that thing does. He's like, well, give it to their best piece of land and basically tell them to eat shit.
That was pretty funny.
Oops, I blew the horn. That's the last note I have, so.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parse Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parse Ailman. Send us questions and comments and your thoughts about what the fuck is going to happen in season 2 of this television show. Or a chapter you want us to talk about. I don't know. Dare Justin to take more bong hits in an episode. Just send us a lesson. What did I just say? I don't know. Send whatever you want.
Send us a life lesson. Less bong hits.
Send something to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank the Light? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our amazing lineup of podcasts there. You will also be able to find anywhere you listen to fine, free podcasts. We have All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Time Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You want to know what those podcasts are about? You're going to have to go check them out. On that note, dong dong, Dick Wolf.
And just remember, that mouse, he fell in the bowl of cream. Did he drown? No, he churned his little legs until he churned it to butter.
And just remember, you never have to apologize for liking the movie Shrek. That's a great movie. Never.
Peace, favor, your sword. Is your dagger with your horn box?
Justin. Sound weird?
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Sounds like you're a fucking liar. Oh, okay, I can play this game too. Wait. Oh, I'm Jeremy. I like shitty movies. I feel attacked. Good, because I just attacked you.